Newton Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.
You may have been hearing in the news since the end of last week about the loss of licence in London for Uber taxis. Taking effect from Saturday the 30th of September, which is this weekend, the move, which was made by Transport for London, will affect 40,000 Uber drivers across the capital and 3.5 million customers. The app-based taxi firm has faced criticism from unions and traditional taxi drivers over working conditions, amongst other factors. So what does this all mean? What's wrong with the conditions that the current Uber taxi drivers have? I talked to Paul Hargreaves from Newton Solicitors about the working contract aspect of the case.
Just before the weekend, there was the recent announcement that Uber drivers, or Uber, have been banned from London by the mayor.
Yeah, that was where it started, wasn't it, as well?
It is, and that's going to be a controversial decision. Obviously, some MPs up in arms, from the Conservative side, I was hearing on the radio.
Yeah, probably because they use an Uber to get to work.
I think they almost certainly do use an Uber to get to work. A lot of people will be sort of disappointed with the loss of the cheap fares.
Mm.
Other taxi companies might be slightly happier. Uber obviously came to light earlier in the year about whether they were the people that were working for them were workers, and it came down to employment status.
I remember this.
Which is something that's arisen recently, a sort of development of what's been known as the gig economy, which effectively is you're paid for a gig, you're paid for a product. And a lot of this is developed with online services and apps have enabled this sort of economy to develop. And Uber are an organisation that have done very well from it, obviously been a huge success. They had very well drafted contracts, lawyers involved. The contract was drafted in such a way, it was essentially saying, you know, these are not employees, these are not workers, you're self-employed. We're not a travel service company, we're not involved in all this.
They just facilitate self-employment almost, don't they?
It does. It was a lot of window dressing, but the tribunal in that case said, the contract says that, but that's not the reality of it. The whole thing's a window dressing fiction. You know, these people are workers. And this is a complicated, this becomes quite a complicated area of law. In most cases, people know if they're an employee, that they have an employment contract, they have regular hours, they turn up at work, have the holidays. But you have an increasing numbers of the national workforce who work in different ways. They're normally self-employed there. They may have multiple jobs. There's no requirement for them to turn up at certain times or the given work when it becomes available. And there's been a number of cases where whether someone's an employee or not is not as clear-cut. Now, to take a step back, there are three sort of classic levels of work status. You have your traditional employee, but it's the largest part of the workforce.
Mm-hmm. Like you and I, we'd be traditional.
Like
we work for a company and,
We don't work for any... people can have multiple jobs, I suppose, but for when you're employed, you're expected to turn up at regular hours and have a regular commitments, and you get in trouble when you don't turn up.
Yes, normally.
And you expect your employer to give you work. You know, if there's no work for you, you expect to be paid because that's what happened.
Yeah, they wouldn't go, we're not going to make any money this week, so don't bother coming in. You won't get paid. That doesn't happen.
That doesn't happen. Well, it shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
You have a category of worker which are not employees, but they do attain a number of rights. For example, the Uber drivers, perhaps the most recent example. But these would include often agency workers, people who provide a personal service to a business or a company, but they won't have perhaps such obligations to turn up. There may be flexibility, no guaranteed hours, but they become integrated in the business in some way.
They're still integral to the team, they're just
maybe
not on paper?
The team. Yeah, they're integral to the team, but the employer doesn't have quite the same control. And then you have the pure self-employed. Now, it's not clear in many cases who's a genuine employee and self, or who's a worker and who's purely self-employed. Now, with the case of a worker, and you're looking at the case of Uber drivers, the tribunals have had a look at the facts of the actual working relationship to see what actually happened. You get a case where it's not clear-cut and it's difficult to advise upon. And this has led to quite a lot of confusion. At the moment, Uber are looking like they're going to have to start paying treat their staff as workers. Now, the issue for workers are they're entitled to holiday pay, sick pay, you know, minimum wage.
It's going to cost Uber a lot of cash,
No, they haven't got protections from unfair dismissal, but there's a lot of other protections. Now, that Uber are appealing that decision. So
what is the licence that they've lost? What is it that they don't have have?
Today's like different. They're appealing a decision about work status, but I think that's led to the loss of licence. They can't operate in London at the moment.
And that's because it's deemed they're not really treating their drivers fairly.
It's one of a number of factors. I think they're not necessarily entirely related, the two incidents, but it's given an impression of Uber's practices and it's been frowned upon. And there are other issues to the general practices of Uber and the way they behave. In particular, one aspect of that's how they treat their workforce.
I'm sure you'll be kept up to date on the situation throughout the week as it develops in London, which of course could in turn come to affect Uber taxis in cities in Yorkshire as well. Newton solicitors deal with a wide variety of cases, including employment dispute. And if you'd like any help from Paul Hargreaves or the rest of the team, you can find out more at newtons.co.uk.
Newton solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.